Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 64 for Thursday, September 17th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market finished lower Thursday with contracts following weakness in the U.S. soy complex. Canola was $1 to $3 weaker, with the November contract checking in at $470.80 per ton. The Canadian dollar was higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less attractive on the international market. The dollar was initially lower, but the loonie turned suddenly and began climbing after the U.S. Federal Reserve announced it was not hiking the interest rate. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were also lower, which added to the downside. The market seems to have taken in stride a new report from Statistics Canada that pegged canola production for 2015 at 14.4 million tons. The crop estimates use new methodology, including satellite data, surveys, and climate info to arrive at its conclusion. One analyst said many participants had already concluded the previous estimate by StatsCan of 13.3 million tons was too low. On the other side of the coin, wet weather that has delayed much of the harvest across Western Canada so far remained slightly supportive for values. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 2 to 3 cents lower, with the November contract checking in at $8.84 per bushel. Forecasts calling for favorable weather across the Midwest push prices down, along with weakening demand from overseas buyers. According to the USDA, around 912,000 tons of U.S. soybeans were sold last week. Some analysts thought that number would be bigger, though, so the total was viewed as being somewhat disappointing. Corn futures were down 5 to 6 cents, with the December contract checking in at $3.80 per bushel. Prices were pressured by forecasts of dry weather across the Midwest. The warm conditions are expected to help farmers with the harvest. There are ideas that a lot of U.S. wheat could wind up being used for animal feed, which would cut into the corn market. Strength in the U.S. dollar is the main reason why so many American wheat growers are having trouble moving their product these days. Speaking of wheat, the Chicago Futures wheat contract was down 7 cents, with the December contract checking in at $4.80 a bushel. Favorable planting conditions in the U.S. southern plains weighed down the market as U.S. farmers begin seeding winter wheat. France's crop is reportedly record large, while the European Union's wheat crop estimate was recently slashed to 147.5 million tons by an outside agency. On the bullish side of things, a recent frost in Brazil is said to have caused real damage to the wheat crop down there. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, September 17th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.